The good news on a tough day Saturday, last Saturday against Illinois, is in the second half, Chucky started to get back into a rhythm. He did not score in the first half, all of his 15 points coming in the second. And we talked about it. It was a very difficult week. It's a difficult stretch of time for Chucky with a little over a year ago now. His close friend was killed in Omaha, Nebraska. But I thought, and more importantly, I think Greg Gard thought, that second half was really promising what he saw.
Yeah, it was encouraging, no doubt about it. And I would think, too, for the freshman Connor Asiche, and just a change of scenery will help immensely. By scenery, I mean, they didn't want to see those Illinois jerseys again.
No.
Two games against the Illini, had 8 points on 2 of 10 from the field. He didn't make a basket on Saturday. So he needs some different defenders. I realize he's going through a transition. It's not easy for a true freshman, but they need him.
They do.
They need some protection out of a season. And if he's going to give up 15, he's got to find a way to score 10.
Yeah, Badgers come out in their by the players alternates uniforms, the black, the cardinal, and the gold. Ohio State in the home whites and the scarlet trim, kind of the old school little throwback look in the Buckeyes unis. I think it's better than what they wore back when Ronnie Stokes was playing a little guard for the Buckeyes. Our buddy Ronnie on the radio crew with Ohio State with the incomparable Paul Keels.
Don't you think it'll be instructive, too, to see which team has more energy early on in this game?
Yeah.
Based on the type of Januaries they had, Wisconsin with 2-6, Ohio State with 2-7.
It's a little bit of bring your own juice. Student section not bad in its representation. This is a 19,000-seat building, and a lot of chairs are vacant here tonight. Your officiating crew, Kelly Pfeiffer, John Higgins, and Courtney Green. It'll be Zed Key and Stephen Crowell ready to jump center. Boy, it's been a struggle for Zed Key just staying healthy. He's got a shoulder issue, had a leg and knee issue, but he's been fighting through it, and he is in the starting lineup for Chris Holden this evening.
Don't you think that's a little bit restrictive, the sleeve that he's wearing on his shoulder?
Yeah, Chris Holden talked about that. At times, the way Holden describes it, it's tough for Key to breathe. Just the way that has to be strapped so tight. Ohio State coming off a loss at Indiana because the Hoosiers have really been playing well of late. Badgers losing their 3 games last week. New week and trying to get back on track here tonight. Kelly Pfeiffer set to put it in the air. Wisconsin and Ohio State at Value City Arena. Toss and tap to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our left and we are underway as Ohio State begins man-to-man defensively. Stephen Crowell, right wing, goes into Tyler Wall, right block, back out to Crowell. They dared him to shoot, turned it down. Pepper in between the circles. Bruce Thornton defending Chucky. Finds a cutting Connor Asiche in the lane. Bobbles, gathers low on the right, puts it up and in. Good cut by Connor, good find. 2-0 Wisconsin.
Good matchup, too. He's matched against the other shooter, Sean McNeil.
And with the ball is Bruce Thornton as Ohio State goes to our right in the first half. Chucky Hepburn defending Thornton. The throw to Sean McNeil, and which Mike mentioned, that's the assignment Connor has. And Thornton with the ball, dribbles off the right wing, slips it into Key, right block, single coverage, Crowell. Key with his back to the basket, 10 on the shot clock, Key in the lane, up left hand, short, no good. Rebound Hepburn of Wisconsin. In the opening minute, 2-0 the Badgers. Hepburn to the front court, high screen wall. Chucky, right lane line, runs it out to Klesman. Fakes the three right corner, works baseline right. One pump, whips to it, Connor. Asiche for three left corner, and he drills it. Connor Asiche with 5 quick ones to get it started for Wisconsin tonight.
Good find and feed on the baseline by Klesman to Asiche in the left corner.
A little more than a minute gone by as Bruce Thornton brings it up the floor. Freshman out of Georgia. The ball is McNeil. Zed Key at the top, gives off to Isaac Likely, and now it is Sensible against Tyler Wall. Thornton versus Hepburn, left of the circle, feeds Key. And now here's McNeil, the free throw line, out to Thornton, tries a three right of the circle. That's too long, no good. Stephen Crowell, the rebound for Wisconsin. A minute and a half gone by. Here's Max Klesman spotting up for three on the right side, and he drills it. And the Badgers, talk about pace, they brought it. And Chris Holtman needs an early timeout as the Badgers have come out swinging. This will be a 30-second timeout. A minute 36 gone by, 8-0 Wisconsin.
I always harken back to your line. It always looks a little bit faster and up-tempo when you're making shots.
Always, right?
But in truth, they were able to push the ball to get that open look for Klesman from the right wing side. There wasn't nobody within 15 feet of Max.
Boy, if they can get the pace. You know, last year they played different personnel. I get it. They did, by Wisconsin standards, played at a faster tempo. They're not, obviously, not known for that. But great guard, again, you try, it's hard to do it, but you're just trying to find a way to open the floor up a little bit more.
Yeah, last year was a lot easier. Just let Johnny Davis take the ball and watch him go.
That was what Chucky Hepburn said in so many words. Give the ball to Johnny, get out of the way. So Holtman takes an early 30. 8-0 Wisconsin. We're a minute 36 into the game as the Badgers have hit their first three shots, including a couple of triples. And here's Thornton up the court for Ohio State. High screen from Key. Hepburn works over it. Now it's Sensabaugh against Tyler Wall. A flip to Sean McNeil. Gives to Likely at the top. Ball screen Key. Likely right lane line. Crowd gets him on a switch. And throw it to Thornton. Feeds Sensabaugh. 12 to shoot. Sensabaugh for three. Left side short. Rebound to Seijin for Wisconsin. And here's Chucky Hepburn straddling the 10-second line. Gets to Seijin. Throws to Wall, left wing. Wall little crossover on Thornton. Baseline left. Thornton cut him off. Wall starts to back. Mid post left. Tyler back in left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Back rim no good. Rebound. Sensabaugh of Ohio State. 2:15 gone by. 8-0 Wisconsin. Thornton feeds Sensabaugh top of the circle. Sensabaugh goes into Key. Bobbles. Now gets control. Mid post left. Single coverage from Stephen Crowell. As Key starts to back, left block, a dig from Hepburn, a throw out to Sensabaugh, tries a three, left side, good, and that gets Ohio State on the board. Sensabaugh, 47% from distance coming into this game. 8-3 Wisconsin. Hepburn being harassed by Thornton out near the mid-stripe. A pass for Seijin feeds Klesmet. Quick bounce into Wall, and it's knocked away. Tyler trying to get it back. It's loose. It's snapped up by Ohio State, and Isaac Likely on the run. Gets it to Sensabaugh. Trailer three, left of the circle, and just like that, it's 8-6. Back-to-back triples from Bryce Sensabaugh. 3 minutes in, 8-6 Wisconsin. As Ohio State turning it up on the defensive end a little bit. A little more ball pressure on Hepburn. Now with the ball is Crowell, right of the wheel, feeds Wall at the top. He's with Likely. Now it's the Seijin off the screen. Right side three, danced off the rim, no good. Likely the rebound for Ohio State. And the former Oklahoma State Cowboy to the front court for the Buckeyes. Off a high screen from Key. Likely left lane line. Works around Wall, up right hand, no good. Rebound Crowell for the Badgers. About 3.5 minutes gone by, 8-6 Wisconsin. Hepburn to the front court, high screen Crowell, across the top of the circle goes Chucky. Dribbles to the line, in the lane, runs it up, back iron, no. Rebound Zed Key of Ohio State. Outlet to Bruce Thornton, and the freshman brings it up the left sideline. He'll throw to Sensabaugh against Max Klesmet. Sensabaugh taking him on, starts to back, left of the lane, fades, splits, baseline left, good. Bryce Sensabaugh. That's, we talked about Johnny Davis. Get him the ball, get out of the way. Ohio State's getting Sensabaugh the ball and getting out of the way. And now we're tied at 8. So the team's trading 8-point runs to start this game. We're 4 minutes in. Max Klesmet, top of the circle. Throwing to Wall, left wing. Bounce pass to Crowell, left of the lane against Key. Crowell backing, left block, backing, right-hand dribble, still backing, 8 to shoot, and a whistle, and the forearms up, and Z and the Zed Key got caught. And that'll be his first foul as we have our first timeout of the night. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:48 left in the first half. Wisconsin 8, Ohio State 8. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left-hand save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. And fans, get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. Badgers scored the first eight. Buckeyes scored the next eight. So, oddly enough, we're tied at eight with 15:48 left in the first half.
Specifically, Sensabaugh has scored the last eight for Ohio State. Man, I asked your counterpart, Paul Keels, if there's been any buzz around here about Sensenbaugh being a one and done, because he scores at all three levels. He said the kid himself has stayed away from that discussion. Rightly
smart.
So, you can understand that. But man, he's got all the tools you need to score at the NBA level. Now, there's some other things that I know the scouts have been saying that he doesn't do yet well. But he could score.
Yeah, doesn't defend. That's the area they talk about with him, which is not uncommon for freshmen. But the way he can, as you said, he's a volume scorer, and he got Ohio State off the canvas here early as Wisconsin jumped to an 8-0 lead. It'll be Chucky Hepburn inbounding, baseline left for Wisconsin. It's a key call for the foul going into the first media timeout, just assuming in the lineup now for the Buckeyes. Inbounds pass to Crowell. Same five for Wisconsin that started the game. Remaining out there, Chucky Hepburn on the dribble, edge of the center circle against Sensible. Shot clock is at 10. Hepburn out between the arcs. Fans out to the right side off the crowd screen. Wiggles to the free throw line. Jumper away is good for Chucky Hepburn. His first points, 10-8 Wisconsin.
Got to see the freedom of dribble for Chucky on that possession itself.
4.5 minutes into the game. Isaac Likely throwing to Justice Suing. Your senior transfer from Cal. Sensabaugh open for three. Top of the circle. No good. Rebound. Connor Esegin for Wisconsin. Here comes Tyler Wall up the floor for the Badgers. The right side as Suing will guard him. A pass for Esegin. Takes the long three. Throws it to Klesmet left wing. Bounce feed into Crowell left of the lane. Crowell starts to back. Felix Akpara on the floor. You got a junior against a freshman, and there goes Crowell. Left shoulder turn, and he'll score it over the 6'11 freshman Felix Akpara. He could be a very good shot blocker, but Crowell went at him, and it's 12-8 Wisconsin. 14:45 left first half. Likely left of the circle off the Akpara screen to the free throw line. Goes Likely, feeds McNeil high on the left. McNeil matched up with Connor Esegin. A throw to Likely. He's with Crowell. Now Klesman picks him up. Likely dribble drive, right lane line, throws it up off the glass and in. First points for Isaac Likely, and it's 12-10 Wisconsin. 14:25 left in the half. Tyler Wall, top of the circle, stops the right elbow. He'll toss to Max Klesmet, feeds Chucky Hepburn, baseline right, the drive, the kick, left side, open three, Stephen Crowell, yes. Well, the home road splits from three are dramatic for Crowell. He really has struggled on the road. That's putting it mildly, but splashed a triple here. It's 15-10 Wisconsin. Akpara at the top. 14 minutes left in the first half. Akpara left of the circle. Soft bounce, gets a sense of ball. Baseline left, lifted up. Charge called. Hepburn got there for Wisconsin. Foul on Bryce Sensabaugh will be his first.
I like a lot of the things Chucky Hepburn has been doing already in this half, whether it be looking or hunting his own shot or setting up his teammates as he did Crowell at the other end. Crowell doesn't show a lot of emotion normally, but after he made that triple, you could see that made a difference. He finally showed that emotion, that energy, and you can understand why given those splits you just brought up.
Stevens really good at the three-point shot at home, but on the road, that's just his fifth make. Jordan Davis, Carter Gilmore on the floor for Wisconsin right now. Crowd with the basketball, left elbow feeds to Seagin, snaps off a three, left of the circle, too long, no good. Rebound, Eugene Brown of Ohio State. 6'7 junior out of Georgia. Now it's Isaac Likely at the top of the wheel, left-hand dribble. And the floater to Akpara, knocked away and taken away by Stephen Crowell with the defense. And here comes Davis, right sideline of the front court for the Badgers. Throws to Hepburn, leaves it for Crowell. 13-25 left first half, 15-10 Wisconsin. Jordan Davis high on the right, soft bounce top of the circle for Crowell. Akpara sags off, two dribbles Crowell, hands off to Chucky. Chucky weaves his way into the lane, stops left block. Akpara cut him off, throws it to Gilmore, seven to shoot. Hepburn up top, open, long three, straight on, too long, no good. Rebound Gilmore with the long offensive board for the Badgers. Hepburn goes into Crowell, he'll catch right block, backs unlikely, advantage Crowell, right shoulder turn, and Crowell flips it in with a left hand. Had a good match against the 6'5 Isaac Likely. 17-10 Wisconsin, 12:50 left in the first half.
Crowell's feeling comfortable in there too because they're not doubling him.
With the ball is Eugene Brown, who missed the first 11 games because of a concussion, has been back of late. With the ball is Akpara, hands off to McNeil, open, 18-footer straight away, off the rim, no good. Akpara trying to follow, no, but a foul is called. This goes against Wisconsin, and I think Jordan Davis, it will be on Jordan, that will be his first.
Everything you read and hear about Akpara is just so raw. Just figuring out things right now, but you can see he's got unbelievable athleticism and length.
From Nigeria, moved to the United States 5 years ago. Not a lot of free throw attempts. He struggles when he gets there. He misses the first, now 9 of 17 of this season. As Klesmet will come back in, Kamari McGee will enter as Hepburn and Asijan will sit down. Likely and McNeil sitting down for Ohio State as Thornton is back in there along with a fellow freshman Roddy Gale out of Niagara Falls. Second free throw coming up for Felix Akpara after missing the first, and he is good with the second. And now Zed Key will come in for Akpara. 17-11 Wisconsin, 12:35 left in the first half. Buckeyes showing a 2-2-1 three-quarters look right now as Gilmore in the backcourt. Carter finds Kamari McGee still in the backcourt, looking to get it across, and he does to Jordan Davis. Feeds Klesmet, open three, left side, off the rim, no good. Zed Key the rebound for Ohio State. Up the floor comes Bruce Thornton. He'll feed Eugene Brown, baseline left, and he got hip checked by Jordan Davis. And Jordan's picked up two quick fouls. First two fouls against Wisconsin. 12-18 left to the break. 17-11. The Badgers as Tyler Wall set to re-enter for Wisconsin, and he'll get Jordan Davis. Bruce Thornton will inbound. Four-star prospect is Thornton. Better guards coming out of the high school class last year. Has the ball. Left wing. He feeds Gale. Finds Brown. Open three. Right corner. Back rim no good. Rebound back tap to Thornton. Another chance Ohio State. Just suing on the left wing. Goes into Zed Key. Posting on Wall. Left block is Key. A dig from Klesmet. Key turns. Goes up in traffic. Knocked away Gilmore and out of bounds to Ohio State. And Carter Gilmore helping his buddy Tyler Wall in there as they make it tough on Key. And we have a timeout on the floor. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:57 left in the first half. Wisconsin 17, Ohio State 11. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AFM.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 11:57 left of the first half. Wisconsin 17, Ohio State 11.
Before the timeout, Carter Gilmore helped double the post, double the block on said key. When you look back on the Illinois game, I thought Carter played really well. A little over 24 minutes. 5 points, 3 rebounds, a couple of assists, and a steal. I mean, if you can get that out of Gilmore coming off your bench, he's one of your key components, obviously, in your rotation. You don't ask more of Gilmore than that.
No, I think it's fair to say this staff has been pleased with what Carter has given. They know he's not going to be a 15 or 20-point a game scorer. There's a role for him. And, you know, let's face it, you know, he's asked to at times play the five. I'm talking about an undersized five. I mean, you get some tough matchups, as does Max Klusman at times, but they don't back down, and they like that about both of those guys.
And Gilmore's never complained either about playing out of position, if you want to call it that, and the coaching staff's the first to admit that they're short a big. Yep. They weren't able to find that big in the portal this year. As a result, they've asked more of Gilmore.
Yep.
He's important in the rotation. So is Kamari McGee. I'm not sure what they can get out of Kamari. He played a minute and a half against Illinois, but in the last road game, he played a little over 8 minutes. They've got to find a way that he can be productive on the floor, whatever productive means.
Yeah, I was talking with Greg about him earlier this week, and he said, you know, he still considers Kamari a freshman in a lot of ways. Yeah, he played at Green Bay and had a really good stretch drive last year for the Phoenix, but it was a program that was struggling, so he kind of views him in a lot of ways as a rookie and someone who can certainly be a spark defensively. And you know, eventually that Marquette game, he got his first points as a Badger, and in that game they needed all of them. Big overtime win for Wisconsin. That looks better by the day, the way Marquette season is going. They have a terrific year. Here's Bryce Sensabaugh, inbounding baseline left with 9 on the shot clock. Moves it into Roddy Gale, left wing, throws around a key screen, slips it into Key, bobbles, gets it back low on the left, shot blocked, but a foul. Klesmet and Crowell were both there, and they're going to get Max Klesmet with a contact, and that'll be the first on the junior from Nina.
You have to give a lot of credit to Key this year, despite playing injured. I mean, he's been in double digits 15 times, so he's given them consistency as an offensive threat.
Days up about 4 points per game from last season, averaging nearly 12 a game. First free throw rattles out, no good. 67% from the foul line is Key coming into the game.
If I remember right, wasn't he somebody the Badgers actively recruited?
I think so. I want to say so. Second free throw on the way is good. And it's 17-12, Wisconsin. Little backcourt resistance from Ohio State. Klesmet left sideline. Middleman McGee throws right side wall. Whips it to Gilmore right of the circle. Feeds Mack. Cuts off the left wing. Runs it out the wall. Pass fake left. Drives in the paint. Steps through. Goes up right hand. Good off the window. Tyler Wall with his first points. 19-12, the Badgers with 11:30 left in the first half. Bruce Thornton sets the floor for Ohio State. Kamari McGee in the defensive stance. Screen from Key. As McGee works over it. Thornton on the right side. Goes into Suing, right of the lane against Gilmore. Single coverage. Backing is Suing. A dig from Klesmet. Suing pivots. Goes up in traffic, and it will crawl in for Justice Suing. He's averaging 12.5 a game. 19-14, Wisconsin. 11:05 left till halftime. Tyler Wall on the right side. Badgers 8-14 from the field to begin this game. McGee left wing, whips it into Crowell. Lower the left, slam dunk, Stephen Crowell. Oh, a sweet feed from Kamari McGee, and then Crowell with the catch and the flush.
This is what Coach Gard was talking about early on. Get the ball to the open man on the block. Crowell, McGee did.
21-14 Wisconsin with 10:40 left in the first half. Thornton at the edge of the midcourt logo. Throws to Suing, high on the left. Repeats Thornton, top of the circle. High screen Key. Thornton on the dribble. In the lane. 10-footer in the paint is good. Bruce Thornton getting into the scoring column. 21-16 Wisconsin. 10:25 left till halftime. Amari McGee throwing to Stephen Crowell, left of the circle, bounce pass Wall, he's with Suing, off the left block is Wall, backing is Tyler, still backing, runs it out to Crowell, top of the circle, a handoff to McGee, Kamari, a kick to Klesman, open three, right side, around and out, no good, Key the rebound. Badgers up 5, 10 minutes left in the first half, Bruce Thornton at the top of the arc, Thornton a step back three over Crowell. Too long, no good. Long rebound, McGee diving on the floor. Sensible, diving for it. And now it comes right back into the lap of McGee, and he got tied up, and they get a held ball arrow. Ohio State.
McGee, though, will earn some minutes eventually if he continues to dive on the floor for those 50-50s. Floor burns are well-respected in this program.
No doubt. Kamari comes out. Chucky Hepburn returns. Connor Esiejen will sub in for Carter Gilmore.
So does Bruce Thornton look like a defensive safety or maybe an outside? Not big enough maybe for outside linebacker here.
Yeah, it's solidly built.
It's amazing you come into town. And what's the biggest question? Whether the Buckeyes are going to get an NCAA tournament in basketball? No. Who's going to be calling plays during spring practice?
Day
or Hartline?
I was telling this morning, I was listening to local radio here for about 20 or 30 minutes, and it was all about football here, and not Aaron Rodgers. It's all about Ohio State football. I think they're looking to maybe check the shot clock, perhaps, here. We have 9:52 left in the first half, 21-16, Wisconsin. Tanner Holden has checked in for the Buckeyes, 6'6", senior, transfer from Wright State.
Shreve Jama should have a pretty good scouting report on Holden.
Two-time all-conference in the Horizon League. Holden, his playing time has been reduced here in recent games, but he's in there right now. Thornton with the ball, shot clock at 13. There's Suing at the top against Hepburn. Lines Holden, left of the wheel, matched up with Max Klesman. A bounce to Key, 7 to shoot. Key left of the lane, whistle, and Key walked with the ball. Turnover, Ohio State. Sean McNeil ready to check back in for the Buckeyes. He'll come in for Roddy Gale. 21-17, Wisconsin leads Ohio State. 9:40 left in the first half.
If Holden doesn't make another shot all year, he made the one that really counted against Rutgers. Didn't
he? Yeah, he did.
We think it counted.
Yeah, shouldn't have, but it did. With the ball is Crowell right of the circle. Now it's Chucky Hepburn to the right side. Chucky against Thornton. Hepburn curls into the lane. He got fouled by Thornton, I think, as Chucky was working on him. Let's see. Yep, it will be on Bruce Thornton. That'll be his first. And team foul number 3. Yeah, that was a sequence where the ball was actually out of bounds. Player out of bounds, made contact too early, and it was a miss. Ohio State said thank you very much and won the game. Here's Connor Esiejen, top of the circle, beats Klesman, left wing, goes into Crowell. Left block against Key, backing is Crowell, left shoulder turn, one pump, now goes up and in off the back rim, it falls through. That's 11 now for Stephen Crowell, 23-16, Wisconsin. 9:05 left of the first half.
They threatened the double but didn't come with it, and Crowell took advantage.
Sean McNeil, outside right, throws to Tanner Holden, top of the circle, rotates to Thornton off the left wing, flips it to Suing, Suing at the top, and he walked with the ball. He got bothered by Hepburn, like Chucky was going for the steal, and he didn't get the steal, but in essence, he did. He helped force that turnover. Now Crowell will sit down as Carter Gilmore is back in. 8:54 left in the half, 23-16, Wisconsin. Badgers 10 of 17 from the field. Ohio State 6 out of 14. Connor Esiejen out front. Bounce pass Gilmore. Top of the circle. Gilmore a couple of dribbles. Left of the wheel. Hands off to Klesman. He'll feed Wall left side. Tyler. Baseline left. Try to back on Suing. Left block. A little double from Holden. Ball is bobbled. Now Wall gets control again. Backing left block. Throws cross court for Klesman. 5 to shoot. Klesman contested 3. Right corner off the rim and out. Rebound. Gilmore almost took it away from Suing. Carter coming from behind just off the left block. Was able to knock it free, but the ball was out of bounds. 8:25 left in the half. 23-16. Wisconsin leads Ohio State. Tanner Holden brings it up the floor. Now Suing flips to Holden right side and tried to dribble off the wing and lost the handle. It goes out of bounds to Wisconsin. A little juke to his left. It looked like it staggered Klesman a bit.
Oh, it did.
But
he had
then,
a beat.
Yeah, but then a bobble on the dribble and a break for Wisconsin. Buckeyes with 5 turnovers compared to 2 for the Badgers. 8:13 left of the break. 7-point lead, Wisconsin at 23-16. Hepburn off the Gilmore screen. Wiggles off the right wing. Feeds Gilmore at the top. Thought about it. Turned it down. Hands to Hepburn, top of the circle. Hepburn right of the lane. Drives to the cup, and the layup is too strong. Suing the rebound for the Buckeyes. Justice Suing runs up the floor. Left lane line against Tyler Wall. And his pass intended for Holden is picked off by Klesman at the right block. 6 turnovers now for Ohio State. See if the Badgers can capitalize. Wall against Key. Tyler, a little spin move, almost lost the handle. A throw to Connor, flips a three, right wing, book it. Connor Asijan, his second three of this first half. 26-16, Wisconsin. 7:32 left of the break. 8 points for Asijan in the first half. Steven Crow with 11 for the Badgers. Here's Holden on the left wing. A bounce pass to Thornton, off the key screen. Chucky working over it. Little drop coverage from Gilmore. A pass out to McNeil. Rotates right side for Suing on the wing. Suing dribbles off the wing. Kicks it to Thornton. He'll dribble off the left side wing. And the 13-footer, no good. Taps the rebound out to Suing. And a whistle, and play is stopped as a little object on the floor. It looks like
it's a beach ball, isn't it?
A beach ball, yeah. Beach ball or a big Buckeye, you know, one of those. Careful how I say that. We'll go ahead and take a break. Badger fans, today's game brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, and Pepsi from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 7:07 left in the first half. Wisconsin 26, Ohio State 16. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A wind chill advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until noon tomorrow. 14 below tonight under mainly clear skies, northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 5 above. Cloudy skies, tomorrow night, lows around 1 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 11.
Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, and get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. 7:07 left in the first half. Wisconsin 26, Ohio State 16.
The Badgers shooting 55% from the field, 11 of 20. Stephen Crowell hasn't missed yet. He's 5 of 5. Connor Asijan, 3 of 4, including a couple of triples. Walking around here earlier before the teams came out for warm-ups, I bumped into two different officials, or I guess ushers, let's put it that way, a couple of ushers, and they saw I had Wisconsin gear on. The first thing they said to me, you're going to really like Luke Fickell. You scored big with Luke Fickell. It seems to be consensus opinion around here. Anyone who knew Luke when he was coaching here or knows of Luke Fickell, nothing but A-plus marks.
Yeah, it was one of the first things I did when the announcement was about to happen. I called a couple guys, including a counterpart here at Paul Keels and Dan Horde, the longtime UC Bearcats voice, as well as the Bengals, and they said the same thing. You're going to love them. And right now, Badger Nation really loving them, the way they're hitting that recruiting trail.
Great energy,
yeah,
no question.
No doubts. 7:07 left of the break, 18 on the shot clock as Isaac Likely, baseline left, inbounds to McNeil, covered up by Asijan, a bounce to Likely, out there with Jordan Davis right now, backing him down, quick spin, baseline goes up and in, spinning around Davis, playing with a couple of fouls, and that pulls the Buckeyes to within 8, 26-18 Wisconsin, 6:50 left in the first half. Jordan Davis out front for Wisconsin, throws to Asijan, Connor leaves it for Gilmore, top of the circle, a pass for Hepburn, high on the left. Thornton defending Chucky. It's Asijan up top. Connor in the lane. Pull up 8-footer is good for Connor Asijan. More than a 3-point shooter. And it's 28-18 Wisconsin. 6.5 left in the half. Bruce Thornton to the front court for the Buckeyes. Spanning right off the Zed Key screen. Hepburn working through it. Thornton throwing to McNeil. Quick cover from Asijan, top of the circle. Neal, left of the lane, leans in, left elbow jumper off the rim, no, tipped up, no, rebound, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Davis of Wisconsin. Buckeyes keep it, 6:13 left in the half, 28-18 Wisconsin.
You really have to keep the wraps on McNeil, don't you?
Yep.
Because if he gets hot from three, he can shoot Ohio State right into this game in a hurry.
Gilmore in for Crow. Yeah, McNeil had a really good run for Bob Huggins' program at West Virginia. Average a dozen points each of his last 2 years there. Here's Thornton on the dribble to the foul line. Jumper away, no good. Rebound tipped in the air. Foul called. And this will go against Ohio State. Isaac Likely with his first foul.
Pretty good block out there by Jordan Davis. Forced yes. Likely to go over the top, and he drew the foul.
14 fouls on Ohio State. Jordan with the ball right now, right wing. He'll flip to Stephen Crowell, right of the circle. 6 minutes left in the half. Here's a siege and catching, shooting for three. It's a round and out, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Bryce Sensabaugh. 8 points in a hurry and has been quiet the last few. Back on the floor right now, goes inside to Key, and he got fouled by Stephen Crowell at the left mid post, and that's number one on Crowell, number four on Wisconsin.
Yeah, you would think they would feature Sensenbaugh a little bit more than they have. He's only taken 5 shots.
Yeah, 3 of them in a hurry after Wisconsin scored the first 8 points of the game. Roddy Gale in for Thornton. Inbounds pass to Isaac Likely on the left wing. Likely, and inside feed knocked away. It's batted around and picked up by Tyler Wall. Another Ohio State turnover. Here's Wall, right lane line, and he got bumped by Sensabaugh. And that'll be number 2 on Bryce Sensabaugh.
Now, throughout this season, he has gotten into foul trouble, hasn't he?
He has,
DQ'd times, three
yeah.
times.
Yep.
I think the only time he's been held under 10 points was against Duke, and then he was limited in that game because of foul trouble.
Holtman is much more likely than many to leave a player out there with 2 fouls, and he's leaving Sensabaugh out there now. Key comes out. Akpara is in. Baseline right, Hepburn will inbound, throws it into Crowell, top of the circle. Hands it back to Chucky on the right side, left-hand dribble to the free throw line, steps back, 16-footer, sweet for Chucky Hepburn. He has 4, 30-18 Wisconsin, 5:25 left in the half. Likely throwing a Sensabaugh, and he got bumped. The ball got loose, and another turnover for Ohio State. Here comes Wall, racing to the line, down the lane, to the rim, shot blocked, no goaltending called. It comes down to Akpara. Up the floor comes Roddy Gale for Ohio State. Gale top of the circle. He'll feed Likely off the left wing. Likely stops at the lane line. Gets it to Gale top of the circle. Gale against Hepburn. Gale trying to back on Chucky. Knocked away. Ball is loose again on the floor. It's tapped to Sensabaugh. Shot clock is at 10, like a hot potato for Ohio State right now. Sensabaugh at the top beats Gale. Left side three on the way is off the rim and out. No good. Crowd the rebound for Wisconsin. 4:45 left in the half. 30-18 the Badgers. Tyler Wall up a crowd screen. Wall left lane line left open. Scoops it up left hand. No good. Rebound tipped to Sean McNeil of Ohio State. And now Roddy Gale up the left sideline of the front court for the Buckeyes. Off the Akpara screen. Gale to the free throw line. Leans in. 14-footer. That missed badly off the right side iron and just barely off of it as Sejan clears for Wisconsin. 4:22 left of the break. Still 30-18 Wisconsin. Lesman outside right, high screen Crowell. Max across the top of the circle, feeds Hepburn left wing, goes into Crowell. He'll catch left of the lane, single coverage of Para, backing his Crowell. Pivots, now draws a double, finds Chucky, open three. He hit it from the left side. Chucky Hepburn another three, and Chris Holtman needs another timeout. And this will be a full timeout as the Badgers have popped it out to a 15-point lead. Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 4:05 left of the first half. Wisconsin 33, Ohio State 18. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Badgers on a 7-point run, or better yet, a 12-2 run over the last 5 minutes and change. Chris Holtman burning his second timeout. 4:05 left of the first half. Wisconsin 33, Ohio State 18.
It's kind of a weird breakdown when you look at the box scores, too, because Max Klessman can't hit a shot from outside. He's 1 of 5 from the arc. Tyler Wall can't hit a shot inside. He's 1 of 4. Everybody else is shooting lights out.
Yeah, like the other guys can't miss. Crowell 5 for 5. Connor Siegen 4 of 6, including 2 of 4 from deep. Put it all together, the Badgers are 14 of 26 from the field. Ohio State 7 of 21, and the Buckeyes have committed 8 turnovers compared to just 1 for the Badgers. 9-3 in points off turnovers so far in favor of Wisconsin.
Just really sloppy ball
handling. It has been, yeah. They're a team that, you know, again, a lot of game left here. Ohio State is overall one of the more efficient offenses in the country, but they took a dip in January. They were off to a great start. They were a great assist team, about 12.5 per game. But in Big Ten play now, and this is against the second half of conference play for Ohio State, they're averaging only 10 dimes a game. That's a... You figure Holtman's team knows it's better than that.
One of the guards they're missing from last year's team, Michi Johnson, is playing at South Carolina for Lamont Paris.
Yes, sir.
Michi's averaging 12 points. He's got 65 assists. On that staff with Lamont, Badger connections galore, Tanner Bronson and Tim Buckley.
Yeah. T-Buck, man. One of the
survivors.
Of the he is, man. He's been a lot of places. Good basketball man, good person, period. Here comes Isaac Likely off the floor for the Buckeyes. Off the Akpara screen, a throwback to Akpara, top of the circle, turns it to Sensible on the right side. Trying to go to work against Max Klessman. A couple of jukes now, floats the dribble to the line, down the lane, runs it up right hand, got it, it counts, and a foul. Sensible, pretty smooth operator, gets himself an and one. And the foul is on Max Klessman, and that's his second foul. Think of the guys who are built. You talked about Thornton Sensible, 6'6", 235.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a freshman. He's number 2 among freshmen in the country this year in scoring.
17.5 a game. Wall back in. Klessman sits down. Sensible, an 80% free throw shooter, knocks down the throw. And it's 33-21, Wisconsin. 3:48 left in the first half. Hepburn, a pass deflected, but it got the Crowell on the right side. A pass for Gilmore. He'll leave it for Hepburn, top of the circle. Hepburn throws to Besiegen. He'll get it to Gilmore, outside right. Now it's Crowell, top of the arc. A handoff that goes to nobody. It's loose, picked up by Isaac Likely. The lob on Parra, slam dunk. Okoro with the dunk. And with 3:20 left in the first half, scoreboard shows 33-22. I think it's 33-23, Wisconsin. Hepburn high on the right, throwing to Crowell. Steven right of the paint against Okpara. Crowell backing, right mid post, turns to the block, ducks in, floats it up, air ball caught weak side by Sensible. 10-point lead, Wisconsin, 33-23. Here's Sensible behind the back on the dribble, then lost the handle, wall to the floor, and comes up with it. Another Ohio State turnover, and then Sensible just took a shove at Tyler Wall and John Higgins right away. One of the officials is going to head over to the television monitor.
Yeah, pure frustration on the part of Sensible.
Well, you got to think, if nothing else, it's going to be his third personal, and that is the case at least. And looking for a possible flagrant with 2:54 left in the half, 10-point lead for the Badgers.
Well, we've seen Tyler Wall dive on the floor throughout his career, but it was a pretty nifty bounce pass while on the floor.
That was.
To get the ball out of arm's way.
Yes, it was. John Higgins and Kelly Pfeiffer over there looking at the monitor. We'll see if there's any flagrant on top of the original foul that was called on Sensible. Nine, they have on the stat screen 9 turnovers. I think it's 10. And it is a flagrant 1 on Sensible. He has 3 fouls, and that's 6 on the team. So Tyler Wall will go to the free throw line for the Badgers. So a flagrant 1 on the Ohio State freshman, and really more importantly, that third foul. So Holtman has him out of there now. There's Tyler Wall at the foul line, 64% for the season. And the first free throw is good. Bounces through for Tyler Wall, who has 3 points in this first half. 34-23, Wisconsin. Second free throw coming up for Wall, averaging 12.5 points a game. Eyes the rim, sends it, missed it short. And the Badgers go on offense with an 11-point lead, 2 minutes 54 seconds left in the half.
Ohio State was making a little bit of a run there, too.
Zedke on the floor with Felix Okpara. A little bigger right now as Chucky Hepburn walks it up for the Badgers. Moving to our left in the first half. Hepburn kills the dribble between the arcs, floats it to Stephen Crowell, goes into Chucky, out the wall, right corner three is way too long, no good, just suing the rebound. And here comes Isaac Likely up the middle, Likely at the top of the circle off the Okpara screen. Likely off the left elbow, crowded by Gilmore, a bounce intended for Key, it's poked away, to the floor goes Gilmore, and another Ohio State turnover. Chucky Hepburn for Wisconsin. 2:18 left in the half. 11-point lead for the Badgers. Hepburn, a hard hedge of the screen from Okpara, and a little too hard it was. As the freshman Felix Okpara picks up his first foul, and that creates a 1-1 now for the Badgers.
They gave that last steal to Gilmore, but I think Crowell had his hand in there too, didn't he?
He did. Yeah, he started it with that deflection. Chucky Hepburn at the foul line, 71% from the strike coming into this game. He is 7 first half points, 1-1, front end on the way, and good. The Badgers averaging just 12.5 free throw attempts per game in Big Ten play, fewest in the conference. Okpara outs, Tanner Holden comes back in for Ohio State. 35-23 Wisconsin, 2:16 left in the half. Second free throw coming up for Chucky Hepburn. On the way, and that rattles out, no good. Rebound suing. Still having their ups and downs at the foul line. A couple of splits here in the last minute or so. Isaac Likely around a key screen, right lane line, leans in, 10-footer good. Likely with 6. He had 18 against Iowa recently, 10 rebounds and 7 assists in that game. 35-25, Wisconsin. Down to 1:50 left in the first half. Tyler Wall at the point. He's off to Stephen Crowell, top of the circle. A handoff to Hepburn. Chucky left-hand dribble left of the lane. Hepburn leads it for Gilmore, left corner. Gilmore against Likely, throws it to Hepburn. Shot clock at 10. Hepburn against Holden. High screen to Seijan. Hepburn right lane line. Pivots, fades, flips. Short, no good. Justice suing the rebound for Ohio State. 1:30 left in the half. 10-point lead for the Badgers. Isaac Likely outside left. Likely at the top against Hepburn. Right-hand toss, Sean McNeil. Darts it into Key. Backing on Crowell. A dig from Hepburn. Key powers it up and into the right hand. First field goal for Key. 35-27 Wisconsin. 1:10 left in the half. Important time here. Greg Gard sensing it. Will take his timeout now with 1:08 left in the first half. 35-27 Wisconsin, as the Buckeyes now have made their last four shots.
Used a good verb, too, to describe that last basket by Key Powered. He overpowered Crowell to get muscle the ball inside for the basket. So Wisconsin was up by 15 not long ago, 33-18. And we've seen the Buckeyes cut into that lead significantly.
Yeah, 9-2 run here. Badgers have gone about 3 minutes without a field goal. A couple of splits at the foul line, one from Tyler Wall, another split from Chucky Hepburn. So Greg Gard taking his timeout to use it or lose it. 1:08 left in the half. 35-27 Wisconsin. Bryce Sensabaugh with three fouls for Ohio State. 11 points for him. Stephen Crowell with 11 to pace Wisconsin. Connor Asijan right behind him with 10. 23 in the shot clock. Tyler Wall will inbound. Front court sideline left. Wall will get the ball from official Courtney Green as we're set to resume play as Wall throws it into Hepburn. Chucky outside left, Likely defending. High screen from Wall and Crowell. Chucky bobs off the Crowell screen. Moves off to his left. Key gets him on a switch. Chucky takes him on left of the lane. That's a blow by. To the rim goes Hepburn. Layup good. 37-27 Wisconsin. 50 seconds left till halftime. Good matchup, Chucky. Going by the bigger guy. Here's Likely on the left side. Likely around a Key screen. Crowell with the drop coverage. Likely right lane line jumper off the rim, all over the rim and out. No good. Rebound goes off of two Badgers and out of bounds. Wall and Gilmore fighting for it. Neither could get it. Buckeyes keep it. 35 seconds left in the half.
What I liked about what we just saw at the other end was that Chucky Hepburn didn't settle for a jumper against the big,
exactly.
Key. He took it hard to the rim and scored.
10 first half points for Hepburn. Sean McNeil will inbound. Baseline right. Gets it into Suing. Right foul line extended. Now Key wraps it left wing for Tanner Holding. Goes into Suing. Posting on Wall. Suing left block. Wall goes down. Charge is called on Suing. Boy, Wall went down. Sometimes you get a flop for that. He went down hard. And now a technical foul is assessed to Chris Holtman. And he's just been tossed. He just got another one from John Higgins. As Holtman irates over that offensive foul, as this will be an early exit, I believe, here for the Ohio State head coach. His staff was pulling him away, and now he's calming down a little bit with a couple of final thoughts for John Higgins. But that's going to wrap it up tonight for Ohio State's head coach.
I've got to be honest with you, from our angle, from our vantage point, it looked like Wall embellished. We don't have a television monitor, but I'm just saying from where we're situated, positioned, didn't it to you?
When you go down like that, a lot of times I wait for the flop call. I really do. But we don't have, as you said, we don't have the monitor. And as we have said in the past, we're not complaining.
No. Don't get us wrong.
But Connor Asijan will shoot the technicals. 27.7 seconds left in the half. 37-27 Wisconsin. Jake Diebler will assume the role now of acting head coach for Ohio State as Asijan hits the first free throw. One more coming for the freshman out of Fort Wayne. And he's good with that.
Talk about a scorer. How about Diebler this day?
Now more free throws coming up here for Asijan. And remember, that was a double T, and he gets the first. So Connor 3 for 3, working after those back-to-back technical fouls from Holtman, and Connor made all four of them. 41-27 Wisconsin with 27.7 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, it would seem to be a pretty good option to put on the stripe if you need some free throw shot.
Yeah,
and CJ would be number one on my list, too.
Yeah, he's now 38 for 42 on the year. So the Badgers can take the final shot of the half. 25 seconds left in it, 41-27 Wisconsin. That burn against Likely. A little 1-4 flat look right now as Chucky just rocks the dribble left of the center circle. 15 seconds left in the half. Left hand, right hand, knee-high dribble from Hepburn. And now the Badgers put it in motion. 8 seconds left in the half. Hepburn fans out to the right side. Down to 5 seconds. Chucky left-hand dribble in the lane. Fades, flips, got it! Chucky Hepburn at the buzzer. And the Badgers reestablish control here in Columbus. Long way to go, but a sweet first 20 minutes for Greg Gard's team here tonight.
A sweet six-point turnaround there for Wisconsin, too, from what was going on the floor and the technicals, the made free throws, and the late basket by Hepburn.
All right, from the American Family Insurance broadcast table, halftime at Value City Arena, Wisconsin 43, Ohio State 27. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Halftime in Columbus, three Badgers in double figures. Wisconsin shoots better than 51% from the floor in the first 20. Wisconsin 43, Ohio State 27. Connor Esegin with 14 points. Chucky Hepburn with 12. 11 for Steven Crow. 3 apiece for Max Klesman and Tyler Wall. Bryce Sensabaugh pacing Ohio State. He has 11. Isaac Likely with 6. 3 for Zed Key. Likewise for Felix Okpara. 2 for Justice Suing and 2 for Bruce Thornton. At the half, Wisconsin 43, Ohio State 27. Stay with us. Mike's back with the SVA halftime interview. That's coming up, but first we'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
43-27, the Badgers lead the Buckeyes. We have more to come in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Update your bathroom with help from Menards. A brand new Magic Woods vanity is the perfect addition to your bathroom. Magic Woods offers innovative, trend-setting styles to match your lifestyle. With many sophisticated styles to choose from, it's easy to find the right vanity for you. Right now, save big money on vanities from Magic Woods. Plus, check out all the great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah, a home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is committed to the Midwest values of honesty, integrity, and trust in all of the business we do. From Detroit, Michigan to Madison, Wisconsin, and from Chicago, Illinois to the Upper Peninsula, we've got you covered. Quality parts, friendly service, and a huge selection of name brand products. You can even shop online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. That's bumper to bumper. We appreciate your business and thank you for shopping locally.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation